Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 221, Windows Phone 7. This is the show recorded on the 17th of October, 2010. Hello, I'm your host, my name is Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello!
Adam, for some unknown reason, is not with us.
Yeah, he
hasn't even said why. It's just...
Maybe you just can't be bothered anymore.
I can't be bothered, but I have to do it.
Yeah, I make you do it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm messing about with my hair.
You are, aren't you? Stop messing about.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to get that Sean bloke on. The guy from Sean Hunter's snowboarding. Yeah.
The one and only.
See, we could get Danny on, since we have him on Skype now, but he's off sick today.
Sure, it's always wanting to come on, but she sounds like me.
Yeah, so it's kind of difficult, isn't it? Anyway.
Now for the news.
So this week, Windows Phone 7's coming out. Why? This should really be in the releases of this week, don't you think?
Yeah, it can go in there.
Well, it's in the news now, isn't it?
Well, it could go in both.
Well, you're messing us about.
Well, it's news because it was announced last week.
Ow, I just hurt my neck.
Wasn't it, Paul?
Ow. So yeah, Windows Phone 7, the phone which allows you to play Xbox Live games on a phone.
Everything was all announced back on Monday, was it?
Wednesday.
Was it Wednesday?
Monday.
I thought it was a Monday. Was it a Wednesday?
It might have been Monday. Yeah, it was a Monday because I raced home from work to see it.
Aww.
And then I realised it was starting.
Nerd.
Then I realised the whole press conference was half an hour later than I thought, so I didn't wait.
It was half an hour late.
Yeah.
I was sat there, I had it open, and all they were doing was playing music in the background. It was people sitting down at seats.
So yeah, Windows Phone 7 has been announced. Yeah, what do you want to say about it?
Whatever. Unless you want to put it to the new releases.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. What do you want to say about it?
Well, they officially announced in the UK the date of it coming out.
Yeah, 21st of October, so which is that the Thursday.
Yep, and then in America, it's not until the 8th of November. Phones have been announced over here.
Well, you've had a bunch of 9 different phones. We're not going to go into all of them. We're going to say our favourite ones, which is the HD 7.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the Samsung Focus, I imagine, will be the most popular one in the US.
Focus?
Yeah. Do you not have that one down?
That one?
Down? That's the Samsung Focus there.
Oh, what's the Focus?
The Focus, the one with the AMOLED screen.
But it says the Omnia 7.
I don't even know what that is.
That's the one I was looking at.
Oh, I was talking about the Focus. I think that's going to be
Focus
the most...
Focus isn't coming out over here.
No, but that's what I said. I think that's going to be the most popular one in the US.
You don't think the HD 7 will?
No.
It's got a bigger screen, doesn't it?
True.
Oh.
HTC just don't seem to do as well in America.
No?
Nah, they're more... Well, it's probably from the old Windows Mobile legacy, isn't it? Because Windows Mobile was always way more popular in Europe than it was in America.
Mm.
It was like, you know, everyone in... You know, if you had a smartphone in Europe, you had Windows Mobile. Unless you were a nerd, in which case you had a BlackBerry. Mm. Which typically would only be supplied by the company you work for, anyway.
However, now that has changed.
Yeah, so whatever. Yeah. I don't know,
Well, I just pasted loads of stuff in. So about the
Well, yeah, this
phones,
is normally where you start doing stuff.
And then...
You know, this
some
is all your
games,
show notes.
And about EA doing
I'll
games
tell you about the
well.
Games. The flipping games, like The Sims 3, is too expensive. £5.49.
So, if you go on the Zune Marketplace, you can actually see...
Yeah, well, other news. Zune launched internationally last week, and it's now available for users in... more countries than before.
Cool.
Including the UK. Although in the UK, the podcast section isn't working yet. Which is irritating.
Mm.
But what can you do? You've got the app, all the applications on there. So we got the Sims 3. £5.49. Steep.
Hexic Rush, £2.50. Cheapest thing is it Flowers, which is free.
Free is good.
And it's
get
a
200
free,
gamer scores.
A free Xbox Live game isn't bad.
Yeah, so these are the non-Xbox Live games.
Yeah, so there's quite a few games on there, but the only ones we care about really are the Xbox Live ones. Go up. Get back up.
Hang on. Look at the icon for that. That's cool.
Scary. Go up.
Up to what? What are you looking at?
What's that?
It's game.
Oh, is it like a shmup?
A shmup? What's that?
A shoot 'em up.
I don't know. You can't really tell from the screenshots.
No, you can't tell from the screenshots.
It's just got stuff all over the screen.
It's free, though. Oh, well. Yeah, so there's... How many games are there that Windows Live? 60-odd. Well, no, at the moment.
Well, at the moment... Well, which isn't really launched. Valid because it's not out yet. At the moment, on the Zune Marketplace, there are 6, 7, 8, 9 games at the moment. But we're getting, like, 2 or 3 games added every day.
Well, yeah, because...
And there's 60 games for launch window, really.
Because there's 4 that popped up recently, aren't there?
But non-Xbox Live games, there's dozens and dozens of them already. Look at all this jib jam. And there's quite a few free ones as well. We like free. And of course, the Xbox Live games on Windows Phone 7 have trial modes, like on the Xbox.
Yeah,
which means
like
you
trials.
Can just download everything and mess about with it. Because, to be honest, you can probably just play the trial. And
yeah,
that'll do.
It saves people loads of money because it makes you sure that you're not buying something that you never actually
yeah.
play.
Well, I mean, it's also the same because developers for other applications can have trial modes as well if they want. And you don't have to re-download it if you buy it. It just unlocks like it does on the Xbox, which is a good feature because obviously downloading another 10 megs on your potentially limited data plan
could be irritating.
Ooh, Bomb Diffuser. That looks fun.
EA have announced they're doing some other games. So as well as Sims, they're going to do a Tetris game, Need for Speed.
Tetris game.
Monopoly, I think.
Isn't what's Flowers like? That's a...
Hexic-like, isn't it? Or Bejeweled-like? I don't know.
There
needs to be
got
a good
flowers on the screen.
They need to release a good Minesweeper with achievements. I'm good at Minesweeper.
I did see a Minesweeper game, I'm sure.
But I want one with achievements. Achievements.
Tough, you're not
that
allowed any.
That pig's cute.
That's a pig?
Yeah, it's cute.
What free stuff have we got?
Yeah, and then there's a few other games. So there's, what is it, Harvest?
Harvest is...
Which is your RP, kind of... Isometric
shooter thingy. Shooter. You level up and stuff like that in it as well.
RPG kind of thing. Which
well, Crackdown,
cool.
Project Sunburst is what I'm quite looking forward to because
it's a home defense game. Yeah.
So essentially it's a tower defense game, except instead of just having a trail of dudes, they like try and attack a single location and you defend it. But it uses Bing Maps so you can do it anywhere you want. And because it knows where the roads are, it means the bad guys follow the roads and stuff like that.
What else? There's a Tesco's thing gone up recently, which actually looks quite nice, as Paul showed me.
Channel 9 application.
It's a Channel 9 application.
Rimshot.
What other?
I used to use that on Gamercast. Remember? Let's go to the website and use it because Catherine doesn't know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
I used to use this to irritate Adam.
Did you?
Yeah. Working. There you go.
I think I remember you doing that now.
Yeah.
Close the window, please. Close the window, please. Close it. Thank you.
All right. Jesus Christ. cool.
Yeah, so they're out on Thursday. O2 are having a phone, which is HD7.
HD7, which is a phone. Most like the HD2.
Yeah. Orange are going to have the Mozart. Vodafone are having the Trophy, I believe.
Yeah, what's the difference between all those phones?
They've all got 4-inch screens. The Mozart has an 8-megapixel camera instead of the 5-megapixel camera.
Which one's got the QWERTY keyboard?
None of the HTC.
That's the HTC Pro.
Yeah, which isn't out until next year. Okay. So there's a load of phones coming out. T-Mobile, I think, are getting the... Orange and T-Mobile seem to be getting the Samsung Omnia 7 thingamajig as well. So that got announced. If you want to get achievements on your phone, we recommend picking them up. It's great if you have train journeys, because I look forward to doing that.
Exactly. I mean, if you're in the Microsoft ecosystem, like with Xbox Live, it would make sense to get this because, oh, look, there's my avatar on here and I'm earning achievements and I can talk to my friends even if they're on an Xbox 360 from my phone and vice versa and all that sort of stuff. And then obviously you've got the new music stuff. So when the new Xbox 360 dashboard launches later on, which will enable Zune Music, you can have your Zune Pass subscription, £9 a month. And you can stream as much music as you want to your Xbox 360, your computer, or your phone, or you can download it, whichever you want. Or from any, you know, web browser, you can stream from any computer. So, it's kind of cool. But of course, it's no good for Adam, because he's a Apple fanboy. With his PlayStation, which isn't even manufactured by Apple. I wonder if he actually knows that.
I'm sure he does, Paul. He's not that silly.
I don't know, dude. I mean, he doesn't turn up for Gamercast for 3 weeks in a row. Who is this guy?
Adam.
Anyway, Dance Central. This is the Uber Fun Kinect game coming out in November for Xbox 360. It's the launch title as well.
November 10th.
Yeah, November 10th. We'll be picking that up, and I will not be playing it.
Yeah, you can. You can play with me. There's a dance-off in it, apparently, yeah, like a battle mode.
Do you realise that I would win?
Yeah, you think so?
Me and Skip have been practicing.
With what? Just dance.
Just dancing.
You try and beat me.
Well, no offense, but it won't be too difficult. So what's this news about?
You're
what's
being the mean.
What's the dealio?
Just because I have no natural rhythm.
You don't. And when you were trying to play it before, you were like 2 seconds behind everyone else.
That's because I never played it before.
That's because you're concentrating too much, yeah, not just dancing too much.
Well, I don't dance, do I? Don't tickle me. They've announced the track listing for
Dance
Central. There's the stuff that, of course, you've heard in all the trailers. There's nothing
good.
Too much that I really know in there as well.
See, this is why you need the Zune Pass subscription, so you can know what all this rubbish is. I mean, the only artists I recognise are Lady Gaga.
Well, I know who Beastie Boys are.
What else have we got?
You know Beastie Boys? Basement Jacks?
Well, I'm starting from the bottom and going up.
Oh.
Kylie Minogue, I've heard of her.
No Doubt?
No, I don't really recognise these people, to be honest.
The Commodores. Do they make games?
No, they make computers.
Oh, I know that Satisfaction song. I don't like that song.
I don't know what it is.
But yeah, so they've announced that. They've also said there's going to be DLC from launch. The DLC won't just be songs, though. It will be routines as well, but not moves. So they've got moves and then routines that are made up of moves and then songs.
Mm-hmm.
So then there'll be other routines that you can practice when you get DLC. They haven't announced any what the DLC will be yet, though.
Oh, I've heard of that Rihanna woman as well.
Yeah. Cool. So there's that. So if you go on the Gamercast website, gamercast.net, we've got a post up on there about the track listing if you want to see exactly what is on it.
Because we can't go into it here because we don't know how to pronounce half of it.
I'd just be listing all these names and it'd seem a bit pointless.
Yep.
Go
to the website, gamercast.net. It's way more fun.
Yep. rude.
Well, it is. This is boring, to be
don't
honest.
Be mean. Next up, Dead Space 2 news. So, EA have officially announced that for anyone who pre-orders Dead Space 2 from Game or GameStation, we'll get a free code for Dead Space Ignition, which is the prologue to Dead Space 2 that has been put up on Xbox Live and PSN.
So it's basically the case zero.
True, but not as good.
Right, not Dead Rising, Dead Space.
So this is an interactive comic. Yep. Interactive in the sense that there's hacking minigames in it. But that's that. They've also announced a collector's edition. The collector's edition has DLC with it, the soundtrack, a lithograph, and a replica plasma cutter. But we have now found out that in the UK, you don't get the plasma cutter. You get a piece of DLC for a different gun instead.
Boring.
Which is crap.
Blue Toad Murder Files.
Yeah.
Has been cancelled, and now we can't buy it anymore.
Well, no, it finished. It came to an end.
It came to an end?
Yeah.
They finished the story?
Yeah.
After only 6 episodes?
Yeah. So, currently, if you have bought the first 3 episodes and you did buy 4, 5, and 6, or if you just want to buy them...
Or if you like Star Wars and you preferred the last films, meaning the first films which were made, then yes.
Yeah. you can get episodes 4 to 6 on the PSN for $4.99 for all 3 of them. This is going on until the 27th of October. And just a note as well, if you haven't bought the first episode, you need the first episode to play these three, but then you kind of want to play all the episodes through and not skip out and stuff, otherwise you won't know what people are talking about.
Yeah, you need to play them in order.
But you can get all six episodes for $17.99 otherwise.
Fun. $17.99, not bad, really.
Well, no.
Because it is quite a few hours worth of gameplay.
And they get hard at times.
They do get hard. Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 2.
Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 2.
What?
They announced a collector's edition. Sadly, everywhere seems to be sold out of it now. So it seems slightly pointless me mentioning it right now. But if you pop in a store and ask for it, they might have it. So there's officially a collector's edition for it. It's for the PS3 version and the 360 version.
What about the PC version?
There's no PC version. Mm-hmm. With it, you get a piece of like cell art, which is signed by the
guy,
the author, and has a certificate of authenticity on it, on the back, which is quite nice. You get the soundtrack for the game and DLC of a character called Minato.
We don't really know anything about it, but there is a review on the website.
Yes, there is a review
done by
on the
Justin Timberley for us.
Yes, that's true. It's got an RRP of £45. On the game website, it was £37.99. You can still get it on Shop 2, but game
Shop 2.
Is sold
net.
Out right now.
That
yeah,
is,
Shop2.net.
Yes. Okay, cool. Red Dead Redemption is a cool game, and it's coming out in the past, and we've already played it, but there's DLC coming out for it.
Yeah, so the Undead Nightmare, which we mentioned previously, they've announced that
it's getting like a full
Yeah, it's getting
game.
A full release, which also comes with all previous DLC, and you don't need Red Dead to play it.
Yeah, so basically they've rolled up all the DLC into a big standalone pack of the last name Undead Nightmare, and releasing it to get more money.
For £25.
Yeah, that's not bad deal, no. Really, because it's sort of like the Liberty City... No, what was it?
Liberty City
Stories, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To GTA 4.
Yeah, but it's cool as well, because, you know, cowboys and zombies. Really cool.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Fable 2, at the moment, is currently free on Xbox Live.
Fable 2 is free.
Fable 2.
Free.
So, some people have gone on and tried to get it, and it hasn't worked for them. But some people have. So, at the moment, it's currently listed as being free.
Right, so if I download it now, it'll be registered to my account as being purchased.
Yeah.
So I can download it in 10 years' time and play it, potentially, on a new Xbox.
Yeah, 7 gig downloads.
It makes sense. Even if you own the disc version to do this, because at least then, you know, if a year time you want to play it and you don't have the disc hanging around,
true.
Download it.
A lot of people reckon it's marketing stuff.
Well, it's either free or it's not.
Well, yeah. But if you pop on Xbox Live now, it should be on there for free.
People have been buying it today.
Have they?
Lala.
Yeah, Fable 2. So now Fable 3 stuff. Have you heard they're now not doing the Kinect stuff?
Yeah, we already knew that.
No, they said they were postponing the Kinect Fable 3 stuff.
I was under the impression about a month from maybe
really?
2 months ago that they canned it.
Okay, I'd heard that they'd postponed it to a later DLC. Am I totally
no,
out of
you,
the loop?
You're a bit behind here.
Oh,
so first it was announced that it wouldn't make it on launch, and then they just announced that there's no point to it. Because, I don't know, someone realised that there was no point to it. Like, Peter Molyneux.
Yeah, it had to do with tossing tomatoes.
Or... Yeah, it was like a really gimmicky, it was just really a sort of side thing. Sort of like, hang on.
No.
Yes.
No.
So yeah, they've also released the Kingmaker application for Windows Phone 7 when it comes out on Thursday. Android. And also iOS.
Yep.
Basically, this is a sort of gimmicky waste of time application, which is very poorly made.
It's copying Foursquare, for anyone that knows what that is.
Yeah, so basically, you register on the website, it randomly assigns you to be royals or rebels, and you just plant flags. The idea of it is to like take over the country with different flags, but in practice, it doesn't work like that.
The real point, in my eyes, probably, is just you get gold.
Dude, you just spoiled it. The real point of it is just to press quick plant flag button over and over again 10 times every day and you get gold. That gold will then later be transferred when Fable 3 comes out into your Fable 3 character's bank account, where he can then spend the money on perhaps a lady's dress or a terrace house or whatever.
So it's just their other version, because of course they did the Fable 2 pub games and now they've got Fable 3.
Yeah, so this is just the sort of same sort of thing.
Yep. Little thing about Super Street Fighter 4 3DS. They've announced that, what I think is quite cool. So, of course, what on earth would you do with a touchscreen on a fighting game? So what
you press it, you have an on-screen D-pad like you do on, say, Windows Phone.
Right. Well, no, because you've got the D-pad here.
On a DS, yes.
On a DS.
Not on a phone.
Well, I'm talking about 3DS.
Well, at least not on one of these new modern phones, which don't have D-pads like my D-pad phone.
Yeah, so you've got the touchscreen and you've got the fighting going on the top screen, of course. And what they've done, they've separated the bottom screen into four segments. And you can map a move to those buttons. So you can map a special move to it instead of having to press all these buttons on the DS.
Oh, yeah.
I just click that and they perform a special move. I think that's really cool. Someone mentioned that I think they've done that with the iPhone version of the game. But I think that's quite nice for the 3DS version.
Oh, why? What's this?
This game that is apparently really popular on iPhone called Angry Birds, which you have to pay for, is now free on Android.
Oh, why?
Mm.
Who cares?
I was going to say, I was just going to mention it because it's quite a popular game. So anyone who has Android can download that now.
Or anyone who's got an HD2 and hacked it, so Android boots,
yeah.
Do that as well.
Okay, so the next two things are quite... Well, they aren't the nicest of things, in a way, I
suppose.
They're
not nice.
So,
well, let's just
Chrome
skip them.
Studios and Raven Software. Chrome's unofficial as of yet, but it's pretty
Chrome,
much confirmed.
Is that those dudes from Australia?
Yeah. So, we talked about them last week, because they did the Guardians Owls of Ga'Hoole game thing.
Oh.
They also made Blade Kitten recently, and they made all the Tasmanian Tiger games, as well as the Microsoft Game Room.
Well, we know how well Game Room went.
From the sounds of it, they've
Making
gone under.
You buy arcade
They've been
machines.
Around for quite a while now.
Oh, yeah, well, so is Raven.
They've gone
they?
Under, yeah. And Raven, who, of course...
did a bunch of stuff for
They did, like, Soldier of Fortune and lots of thingies, didn't they?
Yeah, they did a lot of stuff with Quake.
They did ports,
Engine.
Didn't they?
Well, yeah, like, so of Quake 2, they did the Hexen games. Soldier of Fortune again on the Quake 2 or Quake 3 engine. Maybe Quake 2 and then the Quake 3 for the second one. Soldier of Fortune was actually really good. You know, a lot of the Modern Warfare fanboys
Soldier
today...
Soldier of Fortune was banned in Canada, wasn't it? Because you could shoot their heads off
I don't know,
and their
I can't
limbs
remember.
Off.
A lot of the sort of Modern Warfare fanboys today would have probably gotten on quite well for Soldier of Fortune back then in the day. They also did Quake 4 and...
Wolfenstein,
Wolfenstein wasn't very well received, was it?
Was that the port? The Xbox?
That'd be the recent Wolfenstein, just Wolfenstein game.
I thought it was the Xbox one they meant. The Return.
Return of Castle Wolfenstein.
On the Xbox.
They probably did that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that, and then Grey Matter did the multiplayer for it.
Yeah, so sadly, Raven... Oh, and they also recently made Singularity. Raven Software are doing massive job cuts. Job cuts? People cuts. Does that make sense?
People Layoffs.
Cuts. Layoffs, that's the one.
Redundancies.
Yeah, it's quite sad. Apparently Raven were bought by Activision a while back.
Oh, that was ages ago.
Which is obviously why as well, because, you know, Activision aren't very happy with them now without making enough money for them, so they just decided to cut some people. Lay off some people. And the same with Chrome.
No different than EA and the dozens of studios they've destroyed over the years.
Not recently, though.
No, because they realised it was bad.
I think it's quite sad for Chrome, because I always liked the Tasmanian Tiger games.
They did that?
They did all of them. Do you want to mention this one?
I'll do this one.
I think
one.
It's a shame Adam wasn't on for this
one.
Yeah,
it's a shame Adam isn't here this week, because this week Paul would like to make fun of him for being a Sony fanboy. Gran Turismo 5, the long-awaited, so-called decent game, in fact, probably the only decent racing game the PlayStation has ever had, has been delayed.
Again.
Apparently, it still might make it out in time for the end of the year. But if not,
because Adam must be heartbroken after this announcement.
That's probably why he's not on.
Firstly, Little Big Planet 2 delayed, and now Gran Turismo 5 delayed. His year's not going very well.
Stupid Adam.
Yeah. So Gran Turismo 5 has been delayed. So all those people who have pre-ordered their 130-odd quid special editions will now have to wait to get that.
And all those people who just bought PS3s for it.
Yeah.
Ha ha. For God's sake, Forza Motorsport destroyed Gran Turismo back at version 4. You know, Gran Turismo 4 was gutted by Forza Motorsport. You know, it just made it look like a big pile of rubbish. You know, bumper car physics, the online play missing from Sony's flagship online title, and then they come up with an excuse about how the internet isn't fast enough for it. Well, gee, every other fracking racing game can manage it. Why can't yours? Oh, it's because you're incompetent developers. Oh no, we need 1 megabit per second upstream to make multiplayer work.
There's rumours that the reason they've delayed it is because of the recent PS3 hack, and that they need to make it pirate proof. But I don't really know. I saw a screenshot.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Someone emailed around a screenshot, and I just couldn't believe that was Gran Turismo 5 because it had cardboard trees. Looked horrible. But a few people mentioned to me that they weren't surprised after playing at a Eurogamer Expo that it had been delayed.
Lol. I mean, this is how long it's been in development for. So 3 years ago, there's a thread on some forum, and it's comparing GT5.
Well, the prologue.
Yeah, GT5 Prologue with Forza Motorsport 2.
That's the Xbox one, isn't it?
Mm.
Actually, no,
Forza Motorsport
2 is
on 360.
Okay, sorry.
No, oh, jeez.
Should I mention the next stuff? Or do you want to laugh at some screenshots?
No, let's just laugh at the GT5 screenshots first.
That's a video.
Yes, yeah, a video, but they tell me how long it's in. So yeah, let's just put this video on and we'll see how bad the graphics are. Yeah, that's bad, isn't it? Look at that.
Well, that's RL. The picture I saw was even worse. They actually had white around the trees.
Yeah, that's, we don't want to see that. We want to see the game. Yeah, the game isn't really that good looking. I mean, I suppose it's nice it's got in-car views now, but...
Didn't ever used to.
No.
Wow.
It had bonnet cam.
Wow.
So yeah, it's got in-car view, so welcome to Project Gotham Racing free level of game. Stupid noob game. Halo Reach, this is the uber action super game, has a multiplayer map pack released the end of November, which will cost 800 Microsoft points, which means it's cheaper than the Modern Warfare 2 map packs.
Yeah. So it's got three new maps, which is Tempest, Anchor 9, and Breakpoint.
Yeah.
There's loads of pictures up on the internet if you want to check out what the maps look like.
They do look kind of cool. There's one like in space.
Ooh, that one is quite cool. I wonder if that would be the same. I wonder if you can break through the soft wall. So yeah, that's coming out November 30th for 800 points, you said, yeah?
Yep.
Next up,
GT5 in your face, noobs. In your face, Foulclaw.
So I surprised Charlotte with this earlier. So Grasshopper Manufacturer, who is their main dude is Suda51, who made No More Heroes. Do you remember that game that you saw Charlotte play loads?
Yes, the game which did my head in with the stupid boss fight.
He's done loads of other stuff. Oh, Killer7, Contact, a few other things. He's now officially had some more people join him, so he's working on that game.
Get the Kinect game.
Yeah, he's working on I can't even think what that's called. Oh, Codename D, and he's also working on the game with EA and Shinji Mikami and Akira Yamaoka, because he's snagged them up for his company, which is Grasshopper Manufacturer. So he's got Akira Yamaoka with them now, but he's also now snagged up
Captain Kirk.
Yes, Yasuhiro Wada, who is the creator of Harvest Moon. So he created Harvest Moon. So now got him at Grasshopper Manufacturer.
So I created Alien Ship Attack. You see me bragging.
And he's now the new chief operating officer. That's a job. What's a chief operating officer do? I didn't know you had offices.
What do you mean? It's a company.
It's a games company, though.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who's a chief operating officer.
Those people. Let's just look up. I mean, I'm the CAO of Gamercast.
I know you are.
what's funny?
Something. So then you've got
chief operating officer. Well, I don't get what's funny.
Yoshiro. Well, I've never heard of that kind of job title.
Yeah. You're not in the business field, are you?
No, I'm not. Kimura. Who designed Little King Story. Who, of course, their company was dissolved when Little King Story didn't make enough money. And now he snapped him off for their chief creative officer.
Yep.
So they've now got loads of uber awesome people working at Grasshopper Manufacturing.
If they can turn all these uber awesome uber people into a good game is a different matter, however. And we will have to wait and see what happens.
I thought Codename D sounds kind of cool. I'd like to see some gameplay, but sadly the thingy game, the other game he announced. Tokyo Game Show. So the other game, Shadows of the Damned, didn't look that good.
Oh well, you can talk about this. I don't care about Outrun anymore.
Outrun, which is
this is a stupid over the top arcade racing game.
Outrun, which is on PSN and
Xbox One,
is now being taken down as they lost
Dreamcast.
This Outrun specifically wasn't on Dreamcast; it was on Xbox One.
Yeah, but I mean Outrun in general.
Oh yeah, yeah. And on Mega Drive Master System. Yeah. Outrun's been on those. Yeah. So it was originally on PS2 and Xbox, and then got put onto the PSN and Xbox... What do they call it? The originals? Xbox Live?
Xbox Originals.
So they're now taking it down, because they've lost their Ferrari license. If you've already bought the game, you've still got it. But it means you won't be able to buy it anymore from when they're taking it down.
Because Ferrari want their money.
Yeah, so it's already been taken down off the PSN because of the new Ferrari game coming out on the PlayStation Network, and then it's been taken off Xbox Live from December next year. So you've got a while to buy it if you still want to get it. I quite like the Outrun games. They're nice and colourful. Right.
It's a nice arcade racer. Checkpoint.
Next up.
Remember, checkpoints in racing games? Jeez, all racing games have checkpoints.
That always made Outrun way too hard, though. Checkpoints.
Not fast enough.
Next up, they're releasing Crazy Taxi for Xbox 360 and PS3.
How expensive is it going to be? A
downloadable title. They haven't announced any prices yet. They've said it's going to run in 720p, unlike the horrible port of Sonic Adventure. It will actually be widescreen as well, and hopefully not have a horrible black box around the edge.
Why would it if it's 720p?
Well, Sonic Adventure wasn't and had a horrible black...
Oh, yeah, well, that's Sonic Adventure, isn't it?
...blackness. But yeah, so Crazy Taxi, which is an awesome game, and it'll be an awesome game I can get achievements with.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you go to play it now, you'd just be like...
Ugh. I played it in an arcade, like, 6 months ago.
Yeah, and you were just like, oh, yeah.
No, it's still fun.
This was fun.
Paul, I like Crazy Taxi. Nah. I love the Dreamcast. I accept it.
So yeah, Super Mario is now 25.
Yeah.
So even though he looks about 70-odd.
We briefly mentioned this last week because the Mario All-Stars 25th anniversary is coming out, and they'd also announced a red Wii, but it hadn't been confirmed for Europe. Well, now it has been confirmed. You can get a red Nintendo Wii in Europe from, I'm guessing, October 29th.
But does it come with the funky Super Mario?
Yes.
Does it come with the Super...
No.
No, yes? Yes, no.
No.
Maybe you should research before you start talking?
No, it only comes with a new Super Mario Bros. And Wii Sports.
Oh, that's kind of subtle.
And it has original Donkey Kong pre-installed on it.
Oh, Donkey Kong, yeah.
As well as that,
end of October.
They're also doing the red DSi XL as well, which is quite nice because it's got the little mushroom
Mario
flowers by the camera on the top of the shell.
On the plasticky top shell.
It's coming with new Super Mario Bros. On the DS and the normal preloaded DSi XL stuff. But that's really nice, the red one. Shart's getting one. It's going to look nice. But my 3DS, when I get it, will look even nicer. Maybe.
Except, of course, the launch colours for the 3DS will be rubbish.
I have to get a black one.
Yeah, stupid Nintendo with their stupid launch colours being
blamed. Well, if it's region-free, I can always get a UK 3DS when they've got some nicer colours out. Don't you yawn like that? You wanted to show off, don't you?
Me, Grimlock. No letters this week. If you do want to send us a letter, send it to feedback@gamercast.net. Don't click. We've not had any emails come in.
She said she would.
Obviously, she hasn't. And these people who supposedly we pay to send us letters don't.
We didn't pay anyone to send us letters.
Yeah, whatever. This is all crazy.
If you'd like to send us a letter in, feedback.
This is Gary's fault.
feedback@gamercast.net, and we'll gladly read it out. You can say if you want me to read it out instead of Paul, so Paul won't pick on every single aspect in your letter.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
So in this bit of the show, traditionally I play an audio clip of a game and the panel of people on the show with me, which
me.
Is one person at the moment.
And it was me last week.
Attempts to guess what it was. Last week was a bit different because we did not have an audio clip. Instead, it was just me saying something.
Last week was very different. We hadn't had that before.
Yeah. So basically, the item for last week was the following sentence. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't. We had two people attempt to guess what it was, including Catherine. The answer was...
There was more guesses on your...
Oh, I mean, correct guesses. Okay. I don't count guesses which are wrong. Yeah, because Falkor guessed and Adam guessed.
Someone guessed Tetris in Tetris 4.
The answer was Simon the Sorcerer, which Catherine got correct, and also Sean got correct.
GZ Sean,
I'm sure you cheated and looked it up on the internet. Although in my quick scouts, I couldn't find anything obvious.
It's quite hard to find it, I think.
Yeah. So it's from Simon the Sorcerer when he's talking to Woodworm about how they want to get some wood off him because they are fed up with the old tree stump they are currently located in.
If you haven't played Simon the Sorcerer, you should.
It's supported on Scum.
Only number one, though. Is number two okay?
Number two's borderline.
But number one's best.
Number one is the best. I mean, if you're British, it will make more sense than if you're an American, because Americans just won't get how funny it is, because they do not have a sense of humor.
You know what? I want Scum for Windows Phone 7.
It's on Windows Mobile.
Yeah, but working... It doesn't work well with that, does it? Because it's not great at the buttons.
Well, you can get on-screen keyboards from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll email someone.
And what about the PlayStation 1 emulator? You can get the on-screen controls on that. Especially because it's
multiplayer. I just want to play an adventure game.
Well, you know, Windows Mobile.
I know.
Because I don't know if Scum will ever be supported on a...
It's supported on iPhone, isn't it?
Windows Phone.
Actually, no, they had to do special editions of games, didn't they, to get them working.
Yeah, because you won't just be able to take your existing...
I'll email Charles Cecil. Oi! Release some of your old adventure games on Windows Phone 7. And then I'll email... Who made Simon the Sorcerer?
Adventuresoft.
Are they still around?
No. Damn. That's why all the Simon and Sorcerers now are German.
Find out who owns Simon the Sorcerer 1 and email them.
Well, it was like a bunch of brothers who did it. Yeah. They were like the people who founded
it. And they got Chris Barry to do the voice.
For the first one.
Did they have to pay, well, I know that. Did they have to pay him a lot?
I don't know.
Oh, they did 1, 2, and 3, is that? Oh, see, that it's available on iPhone.
iOS. We don't say iPhone anymore.
Sorry, iOS.
It's official Apple policy. So, yeah, I mean, they're not really in business anymore, to be honest.
Well, if they've made that for iOS...
Yeah, but, I mean, Adventuresoft now is probably just one guy, and he said, okay, yeah, can you make this for us? Yeah, we'll give you some money.
What's the contact link to? Maybe I'll send them an email.
Yeah, you should ask, because no, we don't open Outlook.
I will do.
Yeah, do that, Adventuresoft. Please give us Simon the Sorcerer. I will buy it again instead of re-downloading the Scum version or various emulated versions. Yeah.
I bought it for you, didn't I?
Did you?
Remember I got it in Newport?
I already had it.
You wanted to play it. And you wanted it with the audio or something. And so I picked it up and I was like, here you go.
I don't recall.
It was like £2 for 1 and 2 on a disc.
I still don't recall, to be honest. Was that in Woolworths?
No, it was from Game.
It was from Game? I don't remember. I must have obviously chucked that version out, because I don't remember. Anyway, this is supposed to be named that game.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So for this week, we have a rather fun little audio clip for everyone. We will just play that now. There are no clues, because I think this week is easy enough as it is.
Is it Lemmings? Can I guess Lemmings?
You think it's Lemmings?
I don't really know what it is. That doesn't sound at all familiar to me. But it's really repetitive, so I'm going to guess Lemmings.
Catherine thinks Lemmings. Wow, that was really quick. Normally you're there guessing for ages.
Well, I know, you get really annoyed with how long it takes me, so I thought I'd
try. Also, you're working on it. You're just going to spit names out now.
Well, no, I have to listen to that. I just thought, Lemmings. I don't really know.
Okay, here's another clue. It was originally on the Amiga.
That doesn't do anything for me. I've never had an Amiga.
Was Lemmings originally on the Amiga?
I have no idea.
Was it ported to the dozens of other things? Or was it originally on something else? And then ported later to the Amiga?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Oh, Paul, I don't know this
stuff.
I had an Atari.
Atari, I had Archimedes.
Atari ST.
Your new
with
machines.
Black Lamp. That was an awesome game.
Anyway, if you think you know what it is, feedback@gamercast.net. If you get it right, I will read you out and give you GZ on the show, which is more than what Adam gets for not turning up.
New releases this week.
Okay, there's a couple of games coming out this week. Probably the biggest one, to be honest.
Why did you minimize my window?
Because I'm reading the releases.
Oh, fine, that's cool.
The biggest one this week is really DJ Hero, because everyone loves DJ Hero.
I disagree.
Okay, I think the biggest one, to be honest, is probably Professor Layton. No offense to Fallout, but since you don't have Windows Games, Windows Live support, you're not getting GZ. Yeah. So Professor Layton and The Lost Future, which is the third installment in the Professor Layton series for the Nintendo DS, is coming out. It has over 160 new puzzles. It's a story-based game. It's not, one of these other sort of games. It's, like, heavily story-based, and there's puzzles and various things. And, yeah, that's out on the DS this Friday. You can pick that up from all major retailers.
They also are still promising that you'll get weekly downloadable puzzles. However, of course, if you have a DSi and you want to use Professor Layton and get the puzzles, you will need a crappy web connection.
Yes. Gamercast does not recommend you use a web connection because it thinks if you are a noob cake who wants their wireless hacked. Nintendo should immediately offer a fix to everyone who has a Nintendo DS game and offer to swap the game out for one which has updated firmware on the cartridge which has the new wireless protocols.
It's because the silly DS Lite didn't accept WPA. They have to do that.
That's the trouble when you let Japanese people make things when they don't understand technology.
Well, it's the trouble as well of making all these consoles that can support the same things without any kind of update.
Exactly. No offense, but wireless should be something provided on the console. It should be provided at the platform level and should not be baked into the actual cartridge. No offense, Nintendo, but who the hell designs your platforms? We need to get Jim Altman in charge of this, and he'd sort it out. Networking should be in the platform. It should not be like a bolt-on added thing in the cartridge, you know? Jesus Christ. Ugh. Jim Altman, for those that don't know, is the guy who ran the platforms division at Microsoft for 15-odd years. So, like, Windows NT, SQL Server, all the big, heavy API providers. Yeah, Fallout New Vegas is also out this Friday. This is a sort of sequel to Fallout 3. It's set in Las Vegas, which is now called...
Who would have guessed it?
New Vegas. Basically, it's the same as Fallout 3. It's a role-playing shooter game.
It has been made by Obsidian, though, this time.
Don't expect it to be
Bethesda.
Awesome. Gamercast is upset because it doesn't have live support on the PC, which means Paul will not be able to get any achievements. And as Paul refuses to play games of this depth on a console, he's not buying it. I mean, to be honest, Paul hasn't even finished Broken Steel, and he's only halfway through Mothership Zeta anyway, so he's still got a bit of work to do there anyway. And plus, with Fable 3 coming out the week after, it's like...
Oh, you get achievements on that.
Does support live on Windows. You know, it's... Sorry, guys, you've lost the sale.
I was just going to say as well, can I just say that there's also a collector's edition coming out for Fallout New Vegas, which has...
It's got poker chips,
I was gonna say,
platinum
with
poker
chips, Vegas scene,
playing cards,
Vegas theme...
Graphic novel.
Fine, you've said what's in it.
And a new Vegas DVD making of DVD bonus documentary feature.
We're going to talk about your next stuff.
See, this is good when I do the releases, isn't it? Mm. It means I get to talk. DJ Hero, we've already talked on that.
Well, DJ Hero 2, can we just say, it's coming out the same on PS3, 360 and Wii. If you buy it in-game, I've noticed on the website, they say if you pre-order DJ Hero 2, they're going to give you DJ Hero for free.
Yeah, you get the game. That's just the game, not the... deck as well.
Yeah.
The Chemical
you
Brothers.
You can buy Solace as well.
Hey boy. Hey girl. Yeah, Vanquish is also coming out. What the hell is this?
This is the new Platinum Games game, which is Shinji Mikami. This is like Gears of War meets PNO3, for those who played that on the GameCube. You won't know what PNO3 is.
PNO.
So it was like this woman...
Fantasy No Operation.
No, it was just... Oh, it had something. I can't remember what it stood for. So it's like fluid. He's kind of like a breakdancer as well, you could say.
Fantasy
in his
not
movements.
Online.
No, it's not Fantasy Star Online.
Fantasy not online.
It was sci-fi. Look.
Yeah, it's good. I'm clever.
So this is a combat kind of cover system, third person shooter. Yeah. who smokes.
Why do we have Disney branding on my desk?
It's my glass
pot. What happened to your cow glass?
I don't have a cow one, I have a pig one.
You don't have a cow? Who has a cow?
The cow one broke. Like 2 years ago.
Oh well. Lego Universe is also coming out.
Yeah, I didn't realise this was coming out.
Yeah, this is a
this is the MMO.
Lego game. I'm sure this won't be a target for pedophiles at all.
You get to customise your own little Lego avatar. And
then you get to have a game online.
It's just a massive... It's just an MMOG.
It's what they call a massively multiplayer online game. What sort of game is it? We don't know because the description doesn't say.
Yeah, the description doesn't really mention. So you're building stuff. I think really the main point is just building stuff. It's got quests and stuff like all
quests,
MMOs
build a
have.
Giant, I might have to get this. Build a giant... Build the biggest building in the world.
You just keep putting little Lego bricks on.
And then your man falls off.
That's
and
the thing
he
dies. Though. So it's like... Do you just get Lego bricks, or does that mean you have to do quests to be able to get Lego bricks?
Nah, who cares? Since they've not sent us a review copy, we don't know.
I haven't even ever contacted them.
Castlevania Collector's Edition is coming out. This is the one with the face mask.
I hope it's like full size.
Yeah, it's the little mask about the size. You could put it on your cat, like the Halo 3 Legendary Edition. And even then, you had to cut the sides of it out a bit for it to fit on a cat.
They delayed this slightly because, of course, the game came out,
two weeks ago?
This comes with the game, a replica god mask, and the soundtrack. Apparently in America it came with an art book, but we don't get that over here.
Nah.
This is only... You can only get it through game, and they actually had put them back up, but they'll probably be sold out again. If you find it in a store, it'd be £75. On the website, £60, £65.
What's this?
Atelier Rock. Rorona, the Alchemist of Ireland. So the Atelier series, if I'm saying
Never
it right, I'm probably
it.
Saying it totally wrong, were PS2
games.
Strategy
games.
Square system strategy games.
Oh, that's that game I was probably trying to think of the other day. Someone asked me what strategy games there were on a PS2, and I was like...
There was
Age of Empires, and there was another game which was rubbish.
These are Japanese ones.
And I can't remember what it was
there
called.
There were loads of these games on the PS2. So there were three of them on the... I think there were three.
What about Master of Monsters?
On the PS2. This one is a PS3 one. So they've got the first one coming out on the PS3. If you pre-order it in places, you can actually get the soundtrack, like you always used to be able to with them. And it's a JRPG, but square-based strategy kind. Unless they've changed it. But as far as I know, it's the same. It's 3D and 2D.
Buzz, the Ultimate Music Quiz, is being released on PS3.
With move support.
But yeah, with move support. Which makes it so much better.
What's
now?
The point?
Well, you can do this, I assume.
What's the point? You've got to use the buzz controls, don't
well,
you?
Wait, first, what you got to do?
No one can see this.
First, what you got to do is calibrate it. So you're there 10 minutes trying to calibrate the move, and it's like, and then you start the game, and it's like, please calibrate. And then you have to do it again. And then before you know it's uploaded pictures of you to Facebook of you goofing about trying to calibrate it. And it's
Next up, Dragon Ball Tenkaichi Tag Team. Adam could talk about this.
I know, I'll do Adam. Dragon Ball is really good. And I'll just copy and paste that 20 times and it will sound like Adam.
So this is a new Dragon Ball fighting game on PSP only. Has multiplayer as
PSP.
Well. New Dragon Ball game.
Harvest Moon Frantic Farming is coming out. This is on the Wii DS.
Only the DS. It's actually only got an RRP of £20.
That's good.
But this is slightly different, I believe. I remember us talking about it.
We talked about it.
It was more of a puzzle game
recently,
than a...
haven't we?
It was more of a puzzly kind of thing than an actual Harvest Moon. Then you've got Hero of Leaf Valley, which is Harvest Moon again, which is coming out on the PSP. Because, of course, they haven't actually had an actual...
Oh, they're doing PSP now, aren't they?
So, yeah, they've only had Innocent Life Fantasy Harvest Moon on the PSP. This is the first actual Harvest Moon on the PSP.
Yeah, proper Harvest Moon.
Next up...
MMA from EA Sports.
This is a MMA game.
What the hell is MMA?
It's, what's it stand for? It's lots of fighting.
Massively multiplayer action game.
No, it doesn't. Does it not say? I don't really know what it stands for.
Some fighting game.
Yeah, it's
like
lots of
wrestling
fighting.
And...
Well, it's a mix of all kinds of fighting, isn't it?
It's like kickboxing mixed with wrestling or something, and it's a bunch of rubbish.
But yeah, that's coming out on, major platforms. MMA, if you want to play it.
Yep, there's also a new Carnival game coming out.
I love how instead of calling it Carnival Game something, they just put new in front of it.
Yeah, because people are like, so what the hell is going on? Yeah, this is basically like lots of little mini games.
The first one on Wii sold well.
Oh yeah, we sell millions really well. Of them pre-owned.
I'm sure
nobody ever bought a new one.
Back when I worked at Game
in Newport.
We'd sell out of this all the time. Brand new, because it was only 20 quid. Everyone would be buying it, and then they'd come in asking, be like, "Have you got Carnival Games in? Have you got Carnival Games in?" It's like, sorry, we're sold out.
Sorry, in Yeovil, people are of a higher caliber.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, this also supports the Wii Motion Plus.
Yep.
For those who have it, is this actually required, or can you still use it old school?
I believe you can still use it old school.
Okay, cool. Saw 2, blah blah blah. We don't talk about that.
Flesh and Blood. So sequel to the Saw game that was originally on the Xbox 360 and PS3. This is now also on the Xbox 360 and PS3.
I know. Let's watch Saw tonight. And it's a sequel.
And I think we're going to watch Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, but Saw. I mean, you can't beat that, dude.
Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, but you can make it seem like it is Wrath of Khan. Basically, yeah, it's Khan who's running the whole thing, and Kirk is trying to rescue his crew who are slowly getting killed.
Have you seen Saw?
No.
Okay.
No, I was always under the impression that it was a pile of rubbish.
I've seen the first 3 films. I don't know how many there are now.
10.
But we went to see some of them because they'd always come out on Halloween, so we'd go to the cinema on our birthday to go see it. Okay.
Yeah. I don't even know what sort of films they are, to be honest. I just thought they were sort of gruesome horror films where people are torturing people.
Yeah, pretty much. This game is set between the first and second Saw films.
And it's called Flesh and Blood. It still has original
Jigsaw in it.
Yeah, but wasn't the first Saw game rubbish?
Apparently it had potential, I've been told.
It had potential, but sucked.
It wasn't as good as it could have been. They had this at Expo, but we didn't get to play it.
All right. So yeah, that's what's coming out this week.
Yep.
So we suggest you check out Lego Universe and also Buzz, the Ultimate Music Quiz.
Or in other words, Professor Layton, maybe, even though the puzzles aren't very well worded, Fallout New Vegas, Vanquish should be good.
Did you hear it?
Harvest Moon, and maybe Atelier Verona, if you like those kind of games.
Blech, quit your jib-jab.
It's got a nice cover art.
Previews and or reviews.
Okay, so Enslaved came out last week, and this week we are going to review it.
Did it come out last week? It came out...
It's last week, wasn't it?
It came out back on the 8th.
It's last week, isn't it? Or is it 2 weeks ago?
Last week
or
is that 2 weeks ago?
Whatever, it came out a week ago.
I bought it late, because I was expecting a copy but didn't get it.
Oh yeah, that was right, wasn't it? Yeah.
So I picked up the Talent Pack from HMV, which if you go on the YouTube channel for Gamecast, you can check out a video of me unboxing it.
Lol.
Because it came with a soundtrack and a book. So Enslaved is the newest game by Ninja Theory. It's published by Namco Bandai Games. This has been in development for a long, long time because Heavenly Sword, which Theory's first real game, they'd been kind of paid for by Sony as such. And Heavenly Sword was their first game, which came out back in 2007, I believe. So they've been working on Enslaved maybe just before that or slightly after Heavenly Sword. I'd imagine they would have started development just before they shipped Heavenly Sword. So this follows the story of Trip, who's actually called Tripitaka, but they call her Trip, and Monkey
Man,
who is not a monkey, but he's similar to a monkey.
He practically is a monkey if you see him monkeying around.
It follows the story of, what is it?
Don't look at me.
The monkey story. So anyone who knows... is it Tales from the... No. Journey to the West? No, that's the name of Enslaved, isn't it? The old school Chinese tales of Monkey, who wasn't called Monkey, of course. So it follows the same kind of thing. It's set in a post-apocalyptic Earth. The main start of the game takes place in New York, and then they kind of travel around a bit. What's happened is everyone's been enslaved by this pyramid kind of scheme, or pyramid company, I'd call it. Monkey and Trip were being taken on a slaver ship to the place where this pyramid place, corporation. However, they broke loose, and Trip put a headband on Monkey.
Spoilers! Convinced Monkey to help her.
Well, everyone knows what the...
Spoiler.
Fine, I won't spoil anything. So, Monkey walks around with Trip. Monkey's really nice. He's got these awesome animations. He's a bit beefy in the muscles area, but he's kind of grows on you because he's a really nice character.
Yeah, but then Trip, or whatever her name is really hot in the hot area.
No, she's really cute and nice looking. You can kind of see a bit of Noriko in her from Heavenly Sword, but she's cooler than Noriko, if you ask me. Although Noriko had really cool hair.
Jib jab, if you ask me.
They've kind of gone with the same kind of hair almost, but a bit shorter. So Monkey's all brute strength. Trip's like a hacker kind of thing. And intelligent, computery stuff like that. It's an awesome game. You have to protect Trip. He's got lovely animations. You spend a lot of the time jumping, which is why, you know...
He's called Monkey.
It matches the character of Monkey. He hasn't got a tail as such, but he's got a piece of...
cloth, belt, which looks like a tail.
Which reacts like a tail when you're jumping around, so it looks really nice. It's a third-person action adventure, I suppose. Combat is mainly with his staff. He can also shoot from his staff as well. And he's got his little cloud, like anyone who's watched Monkey in the past will know. He has a cloud. It's not the same kind of cloud as it's a sci-fi techie cloud, but it's cool.
It's basically the Unreal Tournament free hoverboard.
Yeah, it's which Paul made me realise last night. It's made in the Unreal Engine.
And it's got the Unreal Tournament free hoverboard in it, which is basically the cloud.
Yes. Okay, Paul. What else was I just about to say?
Let's play Unreal Tournament free.
You're not ever hurting humans. It's in a post-apocalyptic time, so there's not many humans about.
Yeah, you've only heard robots. They've all been enslaved.
And you are hurting mechs.
Wait. So it's like Sonic, where you're only hurting evil robots, which have two bunnies inside. The bunnies have been
enslaved. There's no bunnies inside the...
Whatever.
The mechs and enslaved.
Whatever.
The combat gets slightly repetitive, as he doesn't really have any combos as such. It's just pressing it a few times to do either a strong attack or a weak attack. He's got some nice variants, though. So if you hold the X button on the 360... he does a stun attack. If you hold Y, it doesn't do anything. He's got a shield. There's his staff you can shoot from, because you aim with the left trigger and then shoot with the right. A lot of it feels at times quite unreal, so you can, on some mechs, take their gun off. And then he's gone in, like, he's got a big BFG-style gun that he then has to hold, and that feels quite unreal. Like, Unreal Engine. And the same when you get on a turret as well. Overall, I really like it. It's got nice music as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like game music, I recommend picking up the talent pack, because the soundtrack's really nice. Especially the credit music as well. That's really nice. And it was weird, because when I finished it today, I was watching the credits. There's a guy called Toby Woolley. He stole my surname.
Oh, I.
Exact same spelling.
And yeah,
and there's a Toby Woolley in my family, but not him.
Oh, right.
So it's weird. I think it's a nice game. I think Ninja Theory have done a great job. The only thing is, they've left it quite open-ended, and...
Well, you have to have a sequel.
They said they're going to make a sequel if they sell enough of the first one.
It's like spare parts. It needs a sequel.
Yeah, they've done a really good job.
Just putting it out there.
And, yeah... I really liked it.
Yeah, it Catherine good. Actually completed it.
I completed it.
I mean, this
I
is Catherine.
I haven't finished Halo Reach yet.
She doesn't complete games. She plays them for 10 minutes and it's like, I don't have time for this anymore.
Well, I started it when I bought it, which would have been... Did I buy it Wednesday or Thursday last week? Or I didn't buy it Friday. No, I bought it Friday last...
Yeah, but then you were also hogging Thursday. My computer for 2 days this week.
I bought it Thursday last week. I played it Thursday on my lunch. Then I played it a few evenings... And I spent all of yesterday playing it, so Paul couldn't get to his computer.
So in the end, I just went to sleep.
And then I put... No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I went to sleep because I couldn't do any work.
I played it for a few hours today as well. It's quite a short game. As you know, I finished it quite quickly. However...
if it's a game which Catherine completed, it must be completable in under 20 minutes.
Oi! You're being mean. Yeah, it's not that long, but I quite like it when games aren't too long because I don't have that much time to
play
games.
Yeah, she likes Max Payne. She likes all the short games now.
Yeah, I've changed. I used to love the long games, and now I'm more for the short games.
Well, yeah, we don't have time for long games.
No. It's quite good. Some of the achievements are really finicky. So it's like collect every single orb in the game, which I haven't done. But I've done quite a good job on. I've never got below like 80% in a level of orbs, which I think is quite good. But it's also good because if there are some achievements that you're like, oh, I didn't get that. Or if you just want to replay a level, you can. There's a chapter select, so you don't have to play it all from the start to the end again. I like it when games let you select a level. Plus, when you finish the game, and then you choose to select a new level, well, a level to play again, it's got all your upgrades and everything from the end of the game. So you don't start off like a noob. So it's quite nice. And then that means if you do want to get, say, the get all the orbs achievements or get all the masks achievement, you can just go back to the level and then try and find the ones you missed out because it doesn't it doesn't put them back into the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it when games do that, except some of the levels are really long, mm-hmm. which then means you've got to go all the way through it and then you finish it and then find out you like left 1% of the orbs or something like that.
Nice.
But no, it's really good. I didn't even play Plants vs. Zombies today.
Wow, it yeah. must be good. So the main thing is, what would you give this game out of 5?
I'd like to say 5, but I think I'm going to say 4.
Oh, why? Is it not good enough?
But then that's the thing, I really enjoyed it. But I thought one of the things they did with it was kind of weird, but then also really cool. So if you like Enslaved, I recommend a film called Cargo that I saw.
You're supposed to be giving it a number.
No, I'm just saying.
Get distracted.
Because when I went to Sci-Fi London back in April, they showed a film called Cargo that was a German horror film. What? A horror spacey kind of film. It wasn't really horror, actually. It's a horror, a spacey German film. And it's very much like Enslaved. I will say that. I don't know. Maybe I will give it 5. I did enjoy playing it. And I think I'd actually play it again. Like to do it on hard mode or something like that. So I really liked it. Mainly probably because of his animations. And like the facial expressions and the characters got a lot of emotion. But I want a sequel. Or maybe they can do some DLC to do a bit more after the ending, because they left it too open that I'm annoyed. But I can't give it a 4 on its ending, so I'm going to give it a 5. I can't really find many issues with that game, in my eyes. I'm sure other people could, but I really enjoyed it. There you go, I'm going to give it 5.
Okay, my thoughts on it was the combat was boring. If they'd taken out all the combat from the game, it would have been better.
There is a lot more variation in the combat.
Yeah, but it's just like boom, 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 bang, bang, hit the boss fight, 20-minute-long boss fight, same thing over again, boom, 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 boom.
Well, no, because you saw the dog boss fight.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom.
The one I did today was a lot different. I didn't really have to fight him. I was having to turn on a valve that put some hot air up, shoot through the hot air to make it explode. Then I had to climb up some stuff and then hit him at some weak points.
Yeah, but I mean, especially combat against non-bosses, it was just hit.
But as I said, there is more variation to it.
If they just cut it down so that things would die quicker or did more damage to you to balance it out, instead of having 5-minute long fight scenes where it's just boom, 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 it's like, Jesus Christ.
The combat was quite Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, it's boring.
But I didn't mind it too much. Because it all looks quite nice. I liked it.
So yeah, that is recommended then, apparently.
I highly recommend it.
Personally, I would recommend Civilization 5.
Well, we're different kinds of gamers, aren't we, Paul?
No, the same game, isn't it?
Well,
you got a game and you got another game.
You were moaning at me the whole time because you don't like third-person shooters. Well, third-person games even, sorry.
Third-person? Oh, I mean, Max Payne drove me up. I mean, Max Payne I could almost tolerate, and that's only because, same as Gears of War, it's a first-person camera locked on it. You just have to put your character being
in
the
way. I will say, actually, the camera in Enslaved was slightly annoying because they went with a static cameras as well as some movable cameras. But the static cameras sometimes meant if you were doing like a finishing move on a boss or something,
you'd look
he'd,
at a wall.
It'd go into a wall or anything like that, and it was always kind of annoying. Or that an enemy could knock you into a camera that was focusing on something that you could jump to. And it kind of put you off slightly. But I'll still give it a 5. But yeah. We might talk about Fallout next week, maybe.
Maybe.
As a review. Or...
maybe.
What else am I getting? Oh, Castlevania. Oh no, I just put a video up for that. So yeah. Oh, and if we get Windows Phone 7 phones, which we hopefully will.
Yeah, stock-wise permitting, we will probably have at least a couple of those with some games to review.
Yes. And we can talk about those next week.
Mm-hmm.
And get achievements on phones.
Yes. And Adam will be like, oh, I wish I could do now with my PlayStation.
So that's pretty much it for this week, isn't it? Now that I've done my extra long review.
Yep, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week where you can find out the answer to Name That Game.
You can always send us letters, don't forget. Feedback at gamercast.net. You can always check out the blog, well, the website, gamercast.net, YouTube channel, Facebook, Steam, forums, portalforums.net, subscribe on Zune, iTunes, whatever, any podcasting, podcast catching software, whatever.
Mm-hmm. For those who remember what an RSS feed is, flipping noobs.
You having a go at me?
No, I'm just having a go at the whole Twitter, Facebook crap. We don't know what narrative they do.
Twitter.com/gamecast. I forgot about that. But yeah, so we'll catch you guys next week. Maybe we'll have Adam on. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, geez. Adam, sort yourself out.
He won't listen, you know.
I bet he does.
Nah. Catch you next week.